This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Family Farmer, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, family farmer and broadcaster. Two things in my life that I love. My vocation is broadcasting. My avocation is farming. I've been around cows all my life, recognizing that there are lots of problems on a lot of farms in our country and wanting to support the movement to bring people around to supporting, acknowledging, understanding what's going on, where our food supply comes from, that sort of thing. That's what gave me the idea of doing this program. I started doing it a couple of years ago. We have 100 stations and a podcast that you can find at DougSteffen.com, DJV.com. You can find it on TuneIn Radio and Twitter and, Stitcher. Some of these, the names overwhelm me sometimes because there are so many different ways of getting it and so many different social register items to keep in mind. But the bottom line for this program is think food, what you're eating. If you're a locavore, a member of the what they call a group of locavores, the people interested in buying, eating, having access to good local food and produce, that's what the locavore movement is about. And this program is helping them, helping the family farmer, helping the family farm that owns a business that's supportive. A lot of farmers have stores that they own and run, sometimes in tandem with other farms in partnership, have services, custom chopping of corn, or there's just so many different ways that we can approach what's going on the farm. And it's good for both. It's good for the farmer. It's good for people who listen to this program who don't really know what's going on the farm. So many of us have been, I shouldn't say us because I haven't been, but so many people have been removed from the farm over the years. That's what makes information like this palatable and important. So during the course of this hour, we're going to spend some time with a lady who is a very important cog in the wheel at Pumpkin Vine Family Farm. You can go to their website. I'm on it right now. Pumpkin Vine Family Farm, a very diversified facility. And so this may give you ideas. The whole thing is to get people on the air who are successful farmers and to give you ideas. Even if you're successful, you can be more successful, can't you? I would think you'd want to be more. Even if you're doing a good job, how about doing a great job? Here to help us with that is Kelly Payson Rupchand, who has been a collector of farm love and life since you were very young. So did you grow up on the farm, Kelly?
I think I was just kind of one of those people who was born with that farming gene and wanted to do that as long as I can remember. I was lucky to grow up in a place that had actually one of the first farm camps nearby in Concord, Drumlin Farm. So my first really good memories are being there and working on, or playing, I guess it would be, but it's still kind of playing and working for me. I think that's the reason a lot of us do farm.
Well, I'm interested in your background because you just mentioned a couple of things that are near to me. Even though you live in Maine now and you have a farm up in Maine, sounds like you grew up in the Lincoln area, Weston area. What town did you grow up in Massachusetts?
I was in Concord, Massachusetts, until I was in first grade.
Okay, so Concord next to Lincoln, Lincoln where Drumlin Farm was. So you weren't that far away from my farm, my own Eastleigh farm in Framingham. So you were a stone's throw away from there. And as a matter of fact, the cows that were at Drumlin were mine when you were there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So
that's
how's
amazing.
That?
Well, if only I'd known, you would have seen me knocking at your door.
Synchronicity.
When I turned six, my family moved up to Maine.
Yeah.
And they moved next door to Well, not exactly next door. There was a big, bushy, overgrown area between us and the small farm next door. But my parents like to tell the story how I found my way through the bushes to the small farm next door, and that's about all they saw of me for the remaining 3 years we lived there, because every day after school I would get off the school bus and run over to the farm to be there in time for chores. So
you were in the first grade then. Is that when you first started working at the farm or trying to do things at the farm?
Yes, about the first grade, yes.
Yeah. So what could you do? Let's talk about what... Do you have a family, by the way, now?
I do. I have a wonderful family. I have two children, 6 and 8, a boy and a girl, who are lucky enough to be born on that farm, and it really is the center of their world. And I have a wonderful husband who makes this all possible, who's got the mechanical skills and the really calm and scientific understanding of animals.
Is he a maniac?
He is a maniac now. He's actually born in Trinidad.
Really?
And we met when I was down there doing my research for my doctorate in agriculture, and he also has a master's in agriculture, and we just met again through our love of the farm.
Well, I'm not being facetious. That's what it takes often in order to get this all to happen. You have to have it either in your blood. I grew up around cows, been around cows all my life. I have a little bit of mechanical ability that came from my experimenting with things. Sometimes I did better than others, but you do have to have that. You know what it is more than anything else, Kelly? It's an intrinsic inquisitiveness. How do things grow? How do things work? And if you have any kind of a mind, you can teach yourself. I mean, for heaven's sakes, the earliest farmers, they didn't know they had to experiment. There was no school. They didn't go to vocational school. They didn't go to college. They just had to learn. And do you ever wonder, my mind works in maybe a strange way. I think about who it was that discovered that you could find that there was a pumpkin seed, or any such thing as a pumpkin, or however it was developed, and it got stuck into the ground, and out of it grew a plant that grew more pumpkins that had seeds, and you take another seed and you put it in the ground, and the same is true for everything. That sort of thing fascinates my mind, frankly.
No, it is fascinating, and I think that, I mean, I may be generalizing from my own passions, and I know everyone has their different passions, but I think a lot of that is also just intrinsic to human nature, and that's why we offer a lot of programs and an increasing number of programs to get children out there, because it's amazing. You know, you think in today's world, they're all just connected to their little personal electronics.
Yeah,
but we
devices,
get them out on the
yep. Yeah.
Right, and we get them out on the farm, and they start digging potatoes, and they have, I witness the exact same experience of just wonder and joy and amazement that I remember having at that farm that I live next door to when I first dug potatoes. We actually did the potatoes this year here with the kids, and they just, I think once you're exposed to that, and that's really what we're trying to do, is to create opportunities for experience. One of my favorite writers, Richard Louv, who wrote Last Child in the Woods, I don't know if you've had
the
great
fortune
to...
Yeah, he
talks about the disconnect between children and nature, and how in 1900, 40% of U.S. households were farms.
Uh-huh.
Okay, 40%,
yeah.
That's a lot.
Yep.
1990, you know, a century later, 1.9% of U.S. households were farms. They stopped the farm census that year because there weren't enough households for it to be worthwhile. That's, you know, less than 2%. So there's this huge, these... You know, the baby boomers, he likes to say, were the last generation where everybody had somebody, be it your grandmother, your aunt, somebody, you'd go on holidays and they would have a farm and you could dig in the dirt and see this miraculous thing, like you said, see these seeds and experience that wonder. And nowadays those opportunities just aren't there. And so we're really, I mean, and we live in a rural area.
Yeah.
You would think everybody would do those things, but they just don't.
Lots of land being just abused by not being used in Maine, New York, and much of it has to do with the government and their stupid policies toward agriculture and people and how they feed themselves. The government as a nanny is responsible for a lot of government, bad government policy, that sort of thing. We'll talk about that and how your farm is an oasis and how other people may find things out by listening to us or going to your website. pumpkinvinefamilyfarm.com. Kelly Payson Rupchand is here with us on The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen at 16 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint.
So, Pete, you upgraded your phone and your carrier. Smart.
Sprint. I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey, all networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount, subject to $30 activation fee. Credit and valid forwarding. Must choose from forwarding carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, and 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage. 1, 3, 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, and cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I'm back for ink. Seems like I was here yesterday. It's like deja vu.
Well, now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
So I get 2 cartridges and save money? No more deja vu.
Now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Deja vu joke. I get it.
Buy one HP ink, get the second 40% off. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 10/8/16 applies to regular priced items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Exclusions apply. See store staples.com for details. Limit 2 per customer, 1 per transaction, non-transferable.
Guys, now's the time to stock up on your favorite pairs of Levi's jeans to look great this fall. Hurry into JCPenney to find Levi's at their lowest prices of the season. Like guys' 514 straight fit jeans for just $34.99. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 10/6 to 10/10. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 9/6 to 10/24. Offers and coupons do not apply.
18 after. I'm the American Family Farmer. Yeah, here's to the farmer that does the planting. Here's to the farmer that helps people go back to the land, or at least understand the land. Kelly Payson Rupchand is here from Pumpkin Vine Family Farm. I have a dairy farm. If you ever follow it, the information that you get, if you go to eastleyfarm.com, Kelly tells you a little bit, actually quite a bit about the farm, and we're in the process of getting rid of the development rights so the farm can go back to its roots. And I say that lovingly, thinking about roots and what got me going. I am somebody who's found my life it depends on rebirth. I find myself at this time of the year going into the dumpster. I don't like the late fall. I don't like the winter. I don't like the end of the year. I don't like my birthday, which comes to, I guess, the old, another year older. But when you come around to January, you pick out the seeds, and in February you can plant some of them in a little planter. In March, you can see the snow go away and get out, and maybe in where you are in Maine, it isn't until April. That's what gives us life, those of us who love doing this. And I say that in a basic romantic way. There's something very romantic about not only what you experience yourself, but what you can teach your children about life. It's the rebirth. It's on my farm, calves being born, and then other farms where the things are being grown. It's terrific. 21 after.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. We'll turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. We got him on his feet with handshake and money. Here's to the farmer's wife.
Farmers, the focus on the American family farm. I'm Doug Steffen here every week with a different story from a different farm. And farmers, Kelly Payson Rubchan is here from the Pumpkin Vine Family Farm. Go on that website, pumpkinvinefamilyfarm.com. You'll find out that this is a reference to where she and her husband met working in Trinidad and what has come from their love of watching things grow, like I have a love, and many of you have a love. That's what brings us together. Springtime. I'm already, now that we're at the end of the season, I don't want to think about the first frost, but it'll be, we'll have a frost in 2 or 3 weeks. Have you had one up in Maine yet?
In isolated spots here and there, but we haven't had a hard frost yet across the whole landscape.
See, that's the problem with being in Maine or northern New Hampshire or Vermont. It's just too damn cold, and it gets too early cold, and you have a very short growing season. You have about 110, 120 days if you're lucky? 130 days?
Yeah. It's short. We do season extension is a big thing around here, so people put up greenhouses and hoop houses, and you start everything inside. So we start our onions inside in February, and, you know, we just enjoy what we can in the dark days, as you said, looking through in the winter those seed catalogs. And it's not too long before you have to start all your trays of seedlings inside.
All right. So we're talking about your background. Tell us about your farm. What goes on there? We talked a lot in abstract about philosophy, but what actually goes on this farm?
We are primarily a goat dairy. We have Alpine and Nubian dairy goats, and we make cheese and sell raw milk, which Maine is one of the few states that does allow that, and we're really happy about that fact. Mm-hmm. We wish we could sell our Chev raw, our young fresh cheese, but we're not allowed to do that yet. And
that's another thing. This is the stupid. I fought that battle. I sold raw milk and raw cheeses and stuff at my farm in Framingham for a number of years, and it was difficult because the ignorance, back to not many people being on the farm, the ignorance around that stuff is just legion. It's, oh man, is it ignorant?
Yeah.
Some of these people.
No.
Ugh.
I, I think it's a real shame because, I mean, we're all inspected and, you know, we're very careful. I mean, you have to be careful with dairy,
yeah.
But we are. And I think that once you, you know, can show that you're doing a careful job, that they should allow you to sell the raw milk cheeses. I mean, they've been doing it in Europe for years, and the quality of what you get, you know, as a cheesemaker with my art and craft, I cringe at what I lose when I have to pasteurize my milk first before I put everything back in it.
Right. You know, the idea of pasteurization and what it does supposedly to protect you, by the time you're done with the pasteurization process that they use today in one of the Dean companies, it's like drinking white water. There's no value to it at all. None. Zero. But yet, like everything else, they've got the bureaucrats and the regulators all schnookered because of their contributions, campaign contributions to politicians who say to the bureaucrats, okay, here's how to take care of this. And most of these people that are bureaucrats, I'll never, ever forget this young kid who just out of school, public health school, came to me and opened up his book and says, on page 48 here, it says you're supposed to be doing this. And I said, well, here's why we don't do that. And I explained it. He said, no, but it says on page 48 you have to do that. I want to pull my hair. I want to throttle the kid. Because he didn't know what he was talking about. And that's what you get. And that's what we've let ourselves come down to. You know, everybody throws up their hands and says, you know, politically the country's in a mess. Well, this is what goes on in the family farm is a great example of why we need to have a change or go back to our roots if we can. And so it would be very interesting to see what happens. I think most people in Maine, like it or not, are they Trump supporters or Clinton supporters?
Oh, my gosh. We are incredibly independent.
Yes.
We are, I mean, I think this is one of the few states where some of the districts might actually go for the third-party candidate.
Well, the Libertarian candidate. Good. All right, well, that makes for a variety. Yeah, Maine's very independent. You're right. 28 past the hour on the farm.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Guys, now's the time to stock up on your favorite pairs of Levi's jeans to look great this fall. Hurry into JCPenney to find Levi's at their lowest prices of the season. Like Guys 514 straight fit jeans for just $34.99. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 10-6 to 10-10. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the springs. The turn from green.
34 at the hour now. I'm the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with the lady who runs along with her husband, Pumpkin Vine Family Farm, up in Somerville, Maine. Somerville, Maine. I'm looking at your website. Actually, Kelly Payson Rupchand is here with us, and I'm looking at the pictures. Man, if this doesn't look like a down Maine farm, I don't know what does. The look of the barn, the look of the house, the look of the fields. I can just see you. I used to spend a lot of time in Maine going up to Deer Isle, along the coast. You go up and then back down again on Route 15, and it looks to me, this is very much like what I would see as I was driving up Route 9 or across, even on Route 1 when you go a little bit above Moody's Diner. Do you know where Moody's Diner is on Route 1?
Oh, we're only about 20 minutes from Moody's Diner.
That's really?
Yeah. You'll have to stop by the next time you need
Yes, I absolutely will. The best blueberry pie anywhere, because the best blueberries come from Maine, right?
They do. They do. There's no substitute for those big, fat, juicy ones you see in the store, but the little, small, sweet ones you can rake here are just full of flavor.
Great, great, great. All right, so you were describing what goes on. You're a goat farm. You're selling the raw milk from the goats, making some cheese. So what else? How much land have you got there, and how do you distribute, and do you use land that belong to other people? Because so many farmers have gone out, there's probably a lot of land up there to be used.
There is. We farm about 80 acres right now. Some of it's in woodlot, and it's a combined effort. They were both, it's two pieces. My parents actually bought some. We say we've sort of become a family farm because since we've moved here, both of our families have gotten really interested and involved in trying to support our venture and knowing all the hurdles there are. So my parents bought an adjacent piece to us. It's just land, so we use those pastures. And that was all originally part of a much larger farm, the historic farm that was here, a sixth-generation family farm. And so we're slowly trying to put pieces back together as we can find financing and try and protect those fields from being developed. There's a few new houses, but there are still remnant fields around us that we're trying to keep, you know, as pasture. It hadn't been too long since it had been hayed and stuff, so we're now in the process of putting down, we put down wood ash and to bring the pH up, and we've been fertilizing it with manure, and it's really, really heartening to see the fields coming back and the grass and the clover. Last spring was so beautiful. I felt like we were in France and the fields of lavender was just purple in the backfield.
Well, there's a lot you can do on your own. You don't need Monsanto and their chemicals to bring the fields back. I've been doing that. I have a sort of witch's brew that I put together every spring of chicken manure, cow manure, horse manure. Sometimes if I can find some pig manure, you put it all together and you have something that's really potent. And I have mixed wood ash from a couple of plants around that use what I'm trying to remember what they use it for, not important, but the ash is a good component as well. Now, in addition to you and your husband, you got your children and your folks around, you have been focused on and learning about and thus turning your information into help, knowledge for others. You've written a book called Birth, Death, and a Tractor. So what's this story, Birth, Death, and a Tractor?
This is the story of this farm, although as I wrote it, and the reason I was inspired to actually get it published was that in many ways it's the story of small farms all over America. When we moved here, I was lucky enough to meet the last generation of this sixth-generation family farm. He was in his later 80s at that point, Don Hewitt, and he was just one of those amazing old-time New England farmers with the big hands and the beautiful accent, and he just had this peace and patience from, I mean, this was his whole life, having lived here in that connection. And he started telling us, before we even bought the place, he started telling us stories about living there and the first generation who homesteaded it and how they had come through the forest and found this rock and camped out by the rock. And he had letters he showed me going back. I opened them, and they're these paper-thin letters, and they're going back to the 1820s and had old recipes, handwritten recipes and photos. And I was just enchanted. I said, you know, I want to be part of this farm. It was such a powerful connection, and for him to have retained all those stories. So I started to informally just interview them for our own sake. We wanted to know the history of this land and how we could preserve it and all the traditions and stories. I mean, I think stories are so important to our sense of connection, because we feel like it was so long ago, but I mean, any of these people, when I heard about them, could have been us, you know, and it's really given us that sense that we also are just a passing generation, a current caretaker.
Here's how I look upon it. I'm in the process of trying to save the farm, the big farm. I have two farms in the community. There are only four farms left, and I own a couple of them, and there's a couple of produce farms between my one family, the home farm, and then the larger dairy farm. But I find, and I use this as an expression when I'm trying to explain to people what is going on, I'm not the owner. I'm the custodian. You are the custodian of that land. That land doesn't, and I think you could say this about any place, but it has more applicability to the farm, I think, than any place else. You're holding on to something, trying to save something, make something work that is for the benefit of the of the masses. This is not for the benefit of the few. It's a benefit for the many, whether it's just the open space or you actually are going to use it for agricultural purposes and keep it that way in perpetuity. It's something, and frankly, the biggest fight I have in my community, I don't think you probably have it up there, Kelly, is educating people for the same reasons that we talked about earlier on. Nobody comes from the farm anymore. I had one woman get up and say, we don't need cows in Framingham. If I want to go to see a cow, I'll go to a zoo. I mean, the ignorance is just so pathetic. And it's why you don't have luck sometimes getting, you have regulators that, you know, the EPA says they want to regulate a, they look at your driveway and if you got a puddle there, they want to regulate it. It's that kind of stuff. And it just continues to drive people off. Fortunately for people, all of us, people like you coming back along, I want to teach and want to have the family farm recreated. And I think there is actually more and more of that going on. Do you find it? What else? What's the circumstance with other farms in that area just off of Route 1 as you go north and inland in Maine?
There's definitely a next young generation coming back who wants to preserve it. A lot of them haven't had, you know, they're not coming from a farm family, so they're having to learn an awful lot. But we have some great organizations here in Maine. We're lucky to have a lot of organizations that actually see this as a beneficial thing and are supporting young and farmers and they're learning all the different from business to how to grow a crop. But we, like in our town, is really small, and having done this book, I studied the history of the town as well, and we have had in the last couple of years, four of our historic farms have had young families move on to them who are committed to farming.
Yeah.
And this is just incredibly exciting to me. We had our first, we called it a farmer's fete, but it was just an informal gathering around a potluck dinner and started to talk about how can we support each other. And, you know, some of those ways I look to the really old models, you know, the town survived because people worked together. Farmers worked together. Our peak in prosperity and population also was in between 1860 and 1880. We had 560-some people, and that was when the town did its best. And then it slumped down to 200-some people when it moved away from it. And it's now up to around 500, and people in this whole area are starting to come back to farming. And so we're looking at, you know, how can we support each other? We're so small, we can still do things manually, you know, and bring people on and work together and just share the labor. And also, I think, importantly, share the community. You know, just being together and working together. You know, there used to be work songs and husking parties. And, I mean, I think these are some of the things we miss in today's world. And I think the small family farm is also a cultural place. And I think this is partly why there's this hunger. I mean, we see so many people who are tremendously excited about what we're doing, creating community space here, what we're doing and what other farms are doing, too. We're not certainly not the only one. So like you said, along this whole region, the town next door is now known as like a hub in central Maine, the town next door, the neighboring town.
Yeah.
They also have revived the general store. And, I mean, that was a thing of the past.
Oh, and yeah.
I think small family farms are just a unique opportunity to draw people together as a community and also to recreate that connection with the land. So we're really excited. It's a great time here in Maine. Not to say that it's easy. I mean, financially, it's always difficult, but I think there's opportunities, and we have organizations that are trying to help us figure out what are our niches. Is it as a retail? Is it as wholesale? You know, there are different places that will help give you business training and figure out that part of it as well. So it's always a struggle, but I think a lot of people had moved back, you know, the whole back to the land movement in the 70s, and they tried to do this. And at that point, there wasn't a market willing, you know, that you talk about the local war movement. People weren't willing to pay the price, the true cost of the food that was produced at that point. And we have more people now who are willing and understand, you know, that to produce food in that way costs more, and they have to. It's really the true cost, because I think the large farms are so subsidized, and, you know, the chemicals cost less than some of the manual labor of, you know, bug off, you know.
Yeah, you got all of that. I used to sell raw milk for $11.50 a gallon, and it still didn't pay for what needed to be done to do it the right way. I was subsidizing it and had for 4 or 5 years. Let's pause for a moment. We'll continue our conversation. Inspiration from Kelly Payson Rupchan from the Pumpkin Vine Family Farm up in Somerville, Maine. The focus of our attention on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen at 44 past the hour.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
There are two types of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The have-dones download the Groupon app and save up to 80% during Grouponathon, Monday, October 3rd through Friday, October 7th. Discover new deals added every day for 5 days on over 50,000 things to do, try, and buy, like beauty and massages, restaurants, getaways, goods, and a whole lot more. Shop Grouponathon, because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Frank Kelly served as a state attorney general longer than anyone in the history of the United States. During a 37-year career in Michigan, the lifelong Democrat created the country's first consumer protection division. Frank Kelly's reputation as a consumer advocate helped him win 10 elections, as well as the support of many trial lawyers. So, when Kelly retired and he was asked to speak to a large group of lawyers, he surprised many when he told them that there's too much litigation today. He said, too many lawyers think that lawsuits are the first resort, when they should be the last resort. His comments were reported in the newspaper the next day, and I've kept that article ever since. Let's be fair. Last week we heard that the former liberal icon George McGovern believed there are too many lawsuits in America, and this week we hear the same thing from the Attorney General who created the very first government agency to protect consumers. It reveals that support for ending the problem of excessive litigation is much more widespread than many may think. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Napa know-how.
Napa has Castrol GTX conventional, high mileage, and Edge full synthetic motor oil on sale starting at $3.49 a quart. But how do you know which one to get? Well, if your engine sounds like this, or even this, we have a Castrol for it, starting at $3.49 a quart. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 11/13/16.
47 after the hour now, with a focus on the pumpkin vine family farm that has offered farm camps. One of the things that I have often thought of doing, frankly, Kelly Payson Rupchen, is to have a bed and breakfast. There are people who run farms that successfully make weekends out of it for families. You pay a couple of $100 a family to come in, and they work on the farm. They learn about the farm, but they actually work the farm. Have you any experience with that up there in that neck of the woods in Maine?
We haven't actually done that yet, but we interestingly had a family who came back this year for the second time. They brought their kids to all our camps, and she said exactly that. She said, you guys need to have a week where we can come as a family and we'll all work for you. And
yep,
I think
yep.
It's, you know, I know that kind of agrotourism mm-hmm. is increasing, and I think the important part is to actually get them out to have that experience and to actually, you know, do the work and more than just come and look and see the pretty landscape, you know.
It's called respect. It does is bring a respect. So what else do you have? What do you do there? Do you have open farm days? Do you have farm markets? Do you have special celebrations? What do? To open up the farm or encourage people to come to keep the energy there for you and your business and your farm?
Right. So as you mentioned, one of the things we've really started doing is the farm camp. So we have, and that's been increasing every year, but adding more. This year we're going to do some over February and April break. So contrary to popular opinion, there are still things to do that need doing and on the farm in the wintertime. And then one of the things that's been a huge success for us growing both financially and then almost more importantly, growing as a part of the community, as hub of the community, is having a farm stand here on the farm. We invite another local farmer to come in who brings vegetables and pastries, and we have free coffee
good.
And tea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's hold on to that thought. We'll meet some of the animals at the farm in a moment here. 49, actually, 10 before the hour, 50 past the hour.
Raising a son, raising a daughter. Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I'm back for ink. Seems like I was here yesterday. It's like deja vu.
Well, now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
So I get two cartridges and save money? No more deja vu.
Now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Deja vu joke. I get it.
Buy one HP ink, get the second 40% off. Staples. Make more happen.
Hence, 10-8-16 applies to regular price items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Exclusions apply. See store staples.com for details. Limit 2 per customer, 1 per transaction. Non-transferable.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid Wellness 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event, Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold-silver IRA.
A private storage gold-silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold-silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437, 800-554-8437.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
Now 53 after the hour, final few minutes here on the American Family Farmer this week with Kelly Payson Ruchan. She and her husband run the Pumpkin Vine Family Farm up in Maine. That's Luke Bryan, by the way. That farm song is part of, he's a farm kid. He's doing a farm tour to help farmers. It's not unlike what was going on, does go on Farm Aid, except this is him by himself. He canceled his tour starting off in his hometown. Talk about little town, Kelly. He's from Gaston, South Carolina, which has 1,600 people in it. That's where he was going to start his tour, because that's where his farm was. He worked on the farm with his father for a number of years when they were having trouble there. So he's now devoted part of his living to this farm tour. And that song is, and he's very popular. He's not like somebody nobody knows. Anyway, with Matthew expected to hit Florida and the Carolinas through this weekend, that concert has been put off. I'd like to get one of the things I find about Farm Aid, or the idea, the educational aspects of this. We as farmers should all be getting together to do a number of things, fighting things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which will ruin the family farmer in our country. I'm convinced of that. And then there are other things. We spend so much time, I don't know if you belong to the National Farmers Union or some of the better farm. I used to think the Farm Bureau was good. Now I don't. I think they're just lackeys for Big Ag, and that doesn't help us. Big Ag is trying to put Little Ag out of business. That's all it is. And it can, you know, you see it all over the place. And so we can have our nice romantic notions about doing the things that you're trying to do and I'm trying to do. But at the end of the day, you got to make enough money to support your family. And these people put the squeeze on all of this, the way that they put the squeeze on it, makes it very difficult for people to understand that you got to pay for good food. Because Americans don't want to pay for good food. They want cheap food. They want cheap, cheap everything, because that's what we've been taught to believe we ought to have. And in order, that doesn't work anymore. It just doesn't. So, anyway, I'm looking at the list of animals. You've got goats because you're selling goat's milk. You've got some, how many cows do you actually have?
We just have
You're just raising cows. Heifers.
Yes, yep. There's an old tradition of doing mixed milk cheeses in the fall because the goat's lactation is quite a bit shorter than a cow's. So,
yeah.
And the composition, the protein and fat composition changes, so we're looking forward to using them. And then, of course, we can make cultured butter and you know, there's nothing like Jersey cream. So we're
I've always been around brown cows, Jerseys and Guernseys. And what I like, I'm looking at the picture of your heifer, Jenny, here, reminds me of so many of the faces of the calves that I have birthed or have been born. We used to have a system, I think the last year we were actually milking cows, a couple of years ago, I had 140 calves born on the premises and raised them, and they became like our pets. You can do that with them. And they were, we use our farm as a teaching mechanism. We, in the corridors in the barn, all kinds of information about the cows. The kids can come in. We have a little class about what goes on in the gestation period, what cows eat, how their stomachs work, you know, all of that sort of thing, which people ought to know about. The food doesn't come from the grocery store. And yet, that's what the preponderance, all your friends, I'm betting when your children go to school, they're going to talk to people and you say, oh, I'm a farm family, or I come from a farm.
Mm-hmm.
What goes on the farm?
Oh, definitely. And I know when they would go to school with goat cheese on their sandwiches, at first the kids were like, ew. And yeah. When the kids first come to farm camp, we do all their meal preparation here. They do a lot of it themselves. Mm-hmm. And the first day when we're, you know, goat's milk for snack time, and they're, like, really hesitant, like, goat's milk. And we are very careful about our handling of the milk, so there's none of that, what people associate as a goaty flavor. It's just pure, clean milk because we handle it carefully. So the first day, they're like, and by the end of it, you know, they're all, you know, who wants goat's milk? Every single hand is up. And when I walk around town and the neighboring towns now where the kids come from, they see me and they say, Miss Kelly, we want goat's milk. So I think it's, you know, this understanding, because they do, as part of the camp, get to actually milk a goat. We let them, and it's so cute. And, you know, the first time they're all scared to do it, and the first kid who actually was brave enough to go up and do it, and he took hold of the udder, and he went to squeeze, and he jumped back. He said, it's squishy. You know, I think that really getting to understand where it comes from on a very personal, experiential level, there's, you know, and so then my kids, you know, all of a sudden have this knowledge that the other kids see as valuable, and it's not this strange knowledge.
Wow. It becomes children teaching children, which sometimes is a very, very effective way to teach people about things. You have your store open during the weekend. I mean, just this is something that you all ought to know about, especially family farmers looking for relief, looking for ideas. That's what our program is all about. So go to Kelly's website, pumpkinvinefamilyfarm.com. Kelly, thanks for the info. Thanks for the refreshing approach.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.